Ohio, Maryland, and Michigan have become the first states to shut down all schools, public and private, over the coronavirus. Schools are also closed in New Mexico, Oregon, and Michigan. And in the coming days and weeks, more than 5 million kids will be at home. In Washington, Governor Jay Inslee has ordered all public schools in three Seattle-area counties to close for at least a month. That means life is changing for Dessa Jarman's three kids who attend Tacoma Public Schools. Dessa joins us now. Hey, Dessa, welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
And three kids home from school. You've got a lot on your plate, I'm sure. How are you doing today?
I'm relieved. We were pretty conflicted about whether or not our kids should be in school. So to just have that decision made now is a relief.
Well, in fact, I know that you took your kids out of school preemptively before the governor made this announcement. Why did you do that?
The decision was made given the governor's announcement the other day of not having any meetings over 250. I have one kid in high school. The high schools are big here. And it just seemed like the prudent thing to do, given that he'd also kind of hinted that they were going to be shutting the schools down anyway.
So you have one kid in high school. What about the other two? How old are they?
11 and 13. They are in middle school.
And so were you worried about their health? Was that part of your calculation?
No, their health was not an issue. My kids are pretty healthy. The concern was that they can be asymptomatic carriers. So they come home. They had been taking public transit home from school every day. When the first case was confirmed here, we stopped that. I started using my lunch break to go pick them up every day from school and bring them home. Mm. And the worry was spreading it and perhaps bringing it home. I have asthma. My husband has had two pretty bad bouts of pneumonia. So has decreased lung capacity. So the concern is there for us and our family.
Look, school districts are in a tough situation. We're all in a tough situation, really, across the country.
Oh, yeah.
Canceling school for thousands of kids, no small decision. Many of these kids in public schools don't have any other place to go. They rely on the schools for food. How did you feel about the way your school district handled this crisis up until now?
I was frustrated. I really felt like our district was waiting for someone to tell us to close. I didn't feel like they were preparing. If they were, they weren't communicating very well. My son's high school shut down for a day because of a case in the building. We were told it was a limited exposure, but nobody would explain what that meant. And so I didn't know what the risk was to sending my son back to school. I did. And then when he came home, you know, it becomes kind of a chain of rumors at that point. I heard it was a child who was in a class that has contact with other children who have contact them with my son. So it was frustrating and nobody would answer anything. It made me feel like maybe my district was not prepared.
Yeah. The governor closed you down and closed those schools down for a long time, a month. So what now? What are your kids doing? Are they doing classes online or just staying at home?
We have not been given any direction. They had parent-teacher conferences today and they've canceled all of those.
Are you working?
I do work and I work in a job outside the home where I cannot work remotely. My husband is working remote, but my kids are pretty self-sufficient, so they would just be home anyway.
Self-sufficient, but not in school, not learning. What do you plan to do over the course of the next month? Are you going to let them out? Are you going to let them visit with friends? Are you going to force them to sit down with a book for a couple of hours every day?
We have not decided. My eldest daughter complained yesterday that she was bored already. Uh-huh. I threatened to buy math workbooks and have her do those. My son, who's in high school, is taking a Microsoft IT class that he can actually get a Microsoft certification for. His teacher already gave him the website and all the information that he needs to be able to continue that work from home. But as far as the other teachers go, I have no idea.
I'm sure you've had plenty of time to think about this already. You're going to have more in the weeks ahead. What else, though, is on your mind as the whole country goes through a national and global crisis, really?
It's scary. I wish we had actual numbers. I feel like our numbers here are suppressed. We didn't have any increase in positive cases yesterday here in our county, in Pierce County. And I don't know if I believe that. I think people are still kind of trying to come to grips with the reality of what's going on here. And it's a little, it's surreal. You know, you go outside and you expect there to be less people and they're not. But then you go to the grocery store and everything is out. And that's weird.
Well, Dessa Jarman, thank you for your time. Your mom in Washington State, you've got three kids at the Tacoma Public School District that has just closed down for the next month. Dessa, I don't know if it's any consolation. You are not alone. Millions of families across the country are really in the same situation. Best of luck to you.
Thank you. Good luck to everyone as well.
And we did reach out to the school district. We'll let you know if we hear anything back.